Quickly to Wall. Wall measures. Beal gets open for three. Dagger!
They don't want to be talking about it.
Porter can't find anybody. Gives it to Wall. Porter gets Bradley for three. John Wall! Oh, what a shot! You talked about a pressure shot. That was it.
Hey everyone, welcome to Locked On Wizards, part of the Locked On Network, your daily news from local experts. I am your host, at Becca MVP, and today with my co-host, Quentin Mayo, at TOQM underscore.
Yay!
Finally! Yes,
finally.
Finally. It took me only three tries to get it, but that's better than most.
You even said Mayo, like, easily.
Like it was nothing.
It's nothing. I'm so proud of you. So great.
Thank you so much. I've been working on it all week. I've been practicing my intro, but I finally got it down, and now I'm ready to officially have you on the podcast forever. So
forever. I'm never leaving.
If you leave, then I will be sad because the season's about to start, and it's starting to get a little crazy. Last night, the Wizards won for once.
Yes.
You know what
finally.
I mean? Like, we got a preseason win. And they honestly played pretty good. I mean, the final score ended up being Miami Heat 114, Washington Wizards 121.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm feeling pretty good about that. What is your thoughts? Did you predict that they would win?
I did. I said that they'd win. I think we were both on the same page with that prediction. And the team really came out and performed yesterday. I was very impressed by pretty much the entire roster. Everybody had a decent game. I liked what I saw defensively. I liked the flow and pace that John and Bradley played with. A lot of fast break opportunities as well. So I don't want to deep dive into it, you know, off the introduction like that. But I was very impressed about what I saw. What about you?
I was impressed as well. I was impressed by my boy Jan.
My boy Jan,
he is on and popping, like he's arrived. And something that I kind of took away from the locker room interviews afterwards is that Jan, the reason for his playing better is because he's had more time to develop over the summer because he was remaining healthy, and that's not always something that he's had a chance to do.
Right.
So I'm pretty excited for Jan. Can't even lie about that.
Jan got a tweet out of me yesterday, which is very surprising. I thought that he's had a good preseason thus far. And like you said, even at media day, he looked really good at media day. He looked fit, in shape. And then he came and performed these first two preseason games. He's looked really good. I think he went 5 for 5 from the free throw line last night, am I correct? And he had 11 points. If he can produce like that and hit free throws off the bench for Dwight Howard, it should be a pretty good, like, this bench is even deeper than we expected.
Which is incredible, because I never thought I'd see the day. And, I mean, the only disappointment I have is that Jan didn't have a three-pointer. So,
yeah.
If he doesn't have a three-pointer, then that's not, you know, it's not the best game. I'll take the win, but it's not my favorite game.
We need a Jan 3 every game. If we don't get one, you see what happens to Becca.
I know. I'm like in the corner crying right now. last night I went to bed, and before I went to sleep, I was thinking to myself, Jan, like, I was like praying. I'm like, please get a three-pointer next game. We're playing a team from China, I believe, next game, and hopefully he can get a three. But let's talk about Bradley Beal.
Yeah.
He got 20 points, and his field goal percentage was 44%.
Mm-hmm.
How are we feeling about him?
He looks good. He looked good. He did shoot 3 for 11 from the three-point line. But it was good to see, for one, the extended minutes that Nabil, Wall, Otto they got last night. But Beal looked comfortable. He was creating his own shots. And it seemed as though, even though he didn't hit all of his, well, he didn't hit all of his threes, obviously. But even though he didn't hit a majority of them, he had a lot of open opportunities. And that comes from a lot of the effort put in on the defensive end, where they had a lot of fast break chances. And Wall put these guys in position to score from behind the arc and at the rim. So I like the way Beal looked. He had to get his feet up under him. And that's what the goal of the whole preseason is to, you know, get back in the flow of the regular season. But Bradley, he's trying to take that next step. He took a big, huge leap last season without Wall. So he came back, coming back this preseason, he wants to repeat as an all-star player. So he's got a big road ahead of him.
And then how many turnovers? Sorry, the computer's lagging a little bit, but that always happens with us. Whenever we like to do Skype because we do face to face, and the computer always lags, so we get a little bit of a break sometimes, and we're still wondering, hey, are you there? Are you good?
Right.
But something that really so there were some good things, but we also got to talk about the bad. Something that kind of upset me was the turnovers. And we know that last season that was a huge problem for us. And Scott Brooks says that he'd like to keep them under 14. I believe we had 19 turnovers. I'm not entirely sure about that. Let me check. Mm-hmm.
Let me see.
We're professionals, we promise.
I would love for NBA.com to be better with their statistics. Yeah, we had a total of 19 turnovers.
19.
No, that was Miami. Oh, the Wizards had 19 too, so they both had 19 turnovers.
Oh. Yeah, that's not something that's going to work out for us.
Yeah.
Well, this season, if that's going to be the case. Scott Brooks said in the press conference that he was hoping to get that number under 14.
Yeah.
Which I think that's a pretty good number. I'd like to see, you know, zero turnovers.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. I think that when we turn the ball over, we just give them a lot of chances to get fast breaks and just get extra points that are just not needed.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I mean, what is your takeaways from this game?
I just like the pace. I feel like the Wizards did not have a lot of fast break opportunities against the Knicks, and that's because the defense was so putrid. Like, if you can't get the ball off the rim and push the tempo, then you're not going to be able to get those breaks. And that's one of the things that, when healthy, this team was one of the best fast break teams in the league. Like, that's what their MO is. Wall is probably the fastest, if not the fastest player with the ball in his hands, and to have some lethal shooters around him like Bradley Beal and Otto Porter, you want to take advantage of that, especially when they're down a couple men on the fast break. So I loved the pace. I think Wall had that one pass through the legs of what was my boy from Miami? He played at VCU, Bronte Weber. So or Weber, I think. He went through his legs on the nutmeg to Otto Porter. It was just a lot of good things. That the half court set is somewhere where the Wizards struggle. A lot of the offensive sets are stagnant. John has the tendency to just stand in the corner, and that's one thing that the Wizards need to get better at. But when this team is in fast break opportunity and fast break mode, it's really hard to stop them, and that's a good chance for easy points all night long.
I'm with you there. I was really impressed by their passing.
Yeah.
Like, there were some plays where, I mean, they really understood where they were going to get the open look. I know Keith got a lot of open looks last night.
Keith was shooting so much last night. Oh my gosh. Like, in the first quarter, I think myself and Twitter included, everybody was like, why is Markieff shooting so many shots? But he had a lot of open shots. He was shooting how Scott Brooks wants Otto Porter to shoot. Like, every time the ball touches Otto's hands, Scott wants him to shoot. Markieff was like, nah, I got it tonight. And he was shooting a heavy amount in the first quarter. But he had some good looks, though, so I can't take that away from him.
Right. They got a good job. They did a great job getting Keith open. The only problem is, like you said, we're hoping to get some of those other guys open, like Otto.
Yeah.
Because he needs to be shooting more. And, yeah, but Keith, you were killing it. Like, you were getting those open looks. So, good for you.
Yeah.
And, yeah. I'm really excited for the season because I feel like this game gave me a better, like, a better feeling. The first game kind of scared me because I saw some of the same similar patterns that I saw from last season. And this game, I felt like they're starting to get a rhythm and they're starting to understand what works for them, what doesn't work for them. Mm-hmm. So I'm pretty excited and I'm looking forward to the season. This game gave me a better feeling because last game I was so upset.
Yeah. And Jeff Green is another piece of this second unit that it really impresses me. It's so important. He's a big guy, but not only is he big, he can play defense. He shot 5 for 7 last night. Like, he did his thing. He had 15 points. If you can get a 15 points per game player off the bench with the size, versatility, and defensive ability that Jeff Green has, this team has to be something you pay attention to somewhere down the line. And Austin Rivers, he had a rough night last night, especially from behind the arc, but he hit a 3 when he needed it. So Austin still has to get his legs under him. But most of these bench guys didn't have the best games last, what was it, on Monday? Was it Monday or was it two? I can't remember. But I like what I saw out of Jeff Green to have that size and versatility where he can guard a guard slot but also can play the 4 and then hit a corner 3 off a fast break or anything that you need. This bench is really – I can't stop raving about the bench. This bench could be one of the best benches in the NBA. And you got to remember, Yamahimi is starting right now. Dwight Howard hasn't even gotten into the starting lineup yet because he's still recovering from his back injury. If you can take the reps that he's getting at the one slot as the number one center and then move him as the center coming off the bench, Yan could be a problem. And then Dwight Howard, if he could be better than Marchand Gortat, this starting unit will get better and this second unit can get better with the depth that they have. It's starting to become that time. I'm getting pretty excited. It's time for regular season basketball. I can't wait.
You're in mid-season form.
I'm in mid-season form. Mid-season form. And they're playing the Heat. Opening night, I believe, right?
I think so. Yeah,
This is a great test. Like, the starters of both teams got some heavy minutes, even though the Heat's, their injury list is like a laundry list. They have a lot of injuries, including Deion Waiters and Josh Richardson and a lot of those guys. But it's a good test to see, like, this is who we're going to be playing on the first night of the NBA season. Let's see what we can do with them through 3 quarters. So I liked what I saw.
I'm impressed. And we're going to take a short break, but when we come back, we're going to discuss how we're playing an international team on Friday, and we're going to discuss how we felt about some of the newer guys on the roster. We'll see you soon.
See you.
Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to Locked On Wizards, part of the Locked On Network. I am your host, as always, Becca, and I'm here with Quentin, and we're just giving you an overview of what we thought about last night's game. And I just have a quick question. Are you going to be there on opening night?
I'm trying my best. I want to be there.
There is no try. There is only do.
Okay, so. I'll be there.
Lock me in. If you're not there, I'm just going to be, you know, by myself in the corner.
I'll be there. I got to be there.
Miserable. No, I'm just kidding.
Locked On Wizards live from Capital One Arena. Make sure you guys tune in. We got to do something big.
We need like a meetup.
We do. Sign some autographs. Like,
I
want to meet
everybody and sign some autographs.
I wouldn't be signing any. Becca MVP would be signing all the autographs. I'll just be telling everybody where to wait in line and, you know, stuff like that. No.
I want to take selfies with everybody.
Yeah.
I want to get selfies and I want to talk about sports and I just want to meet all these awesome people that I talk to online every day that I just want to put a face with the Twitter account. So.
Yeah.
Just, you know, if you're at the home opener, just tell us and we want to meet you. We want to chill. We want to. Maybe get a beer, who knows, like just...
Yeah, make sure you bring your IDs, though. I know we got some young listeners out there. If you don't got an ID, we're not getting caught up in that mess or nothing like that. We give it to adults. Adults need to be in supervision here. No youngins.
Those $14 beers that they got over there.
I'll be drinking like, water. H2O only.
I'll be drinking from the water fountain.
From the water fountain.
So, what'd you think of the younger guys last night? Because Thomas Bryant played.
Yeah. And I was raving about him. I like Thomas Bryant. I just like the energy he brings. I like how he always tries to finish strong around the rim. That's one thing that I think is one of my pet peeves is that when you're that big and that physical, like, why isn't every attempt at the basket a dunk? Like, just go hard. Just attack the rim. It's easier. I'm saying it's easier like I'm 6'10 or something like that. But I just feel as though a dunk is easier than a layup. You just go up hard, attack the rim, you should be fine. So I like what I saw from Thomas Bryant. Even though Chioza didn't have any points, it was good to see the Gator out there on the floor, following him through college and now seeing him. I thought he was a great pickup for the Wizards. I like seeing him. I think he had that one lob to Devin Robinson off the baseline. That was a great play. I was very impressed by that. So the young guys, they held their own, especially trying to win a game down the stretch, which is not only a problem for, you know, the second unit, but the starters have problems down the stretch in the fourth quarter in those clutch moments too. So it's good to see the young guys come in clutch and solidify this win late in the game. I was impressed.
I was happy with Devin Robinson.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he did pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And
your boy did well too, though. Troy Brown, he didn't score, but he had one assist that was pretty snazzy.
Snazzy? Yeah, I love that word.
He had a snazzy no-look bounce pass. It was nice.
What was your favorite dunk from last night?
My favorite dunk. I'm going to have to go the alley-oop to Devin Robinson.
That was mine, too.
That was beautiful. That was beautiful. I could watch that all day long. That was a great play. I liked it.
Mahimi had a good slam, too.
Yeah. Mahimi was getting a little aggressive, too. He was one-on-one with Hassan Whiteside. He had that no-look pass from Wall, and then he gave a little head fake. He had some patience under the rim and slammed it down. Mahimi is we might have to change the podcast name to Locked On Yan.
Locked On Mahimi.
Locked On Mahimi.
I was joking with my friend Daryl. I met him last night. I told him that Yan Mahimi was the one to watch for the season.
Yeah.
And honestly, I don't know. I think it's been so long since we've gotten some like productivity from him that we're just really excited that he's contributing in a positive way.
Right. Especially because fans across the nation have been trying to trade away Jan's contract for quite some time. So to see him in the second to last year of his contract and see some production, I guess it makes people feel a little bit better about how much money Ernie decided to give him a few off seasons ago. But I mean, he was brought in because he has championship pedigree. He played on the championship team. He's known for his defensive ability. He's athletic. He's long. So I mean, he has some upside. So when he's not hurt and he was healthy this entire offseason, we see through two preseason games what he can offer for this season off the bench.
Yeah. I mean, that's all I have to say. I mean, I feel like every podcast I've done with you so far, I just keep raving about Jan. And I just want to make it clear he's not my favorite player, but he's definitely on my list. Obviously, John Wall will always be my favorite player. I can't ever.
Wall Way, five deep.
Wall Way. I always use those hashtags. I don't necessarily understand them, but but you know what? Like, that's my boy. I got to support him. Like, whatever he says goes, and he's the master.
Yeah.
And for once, the conversation on Twitter is not about his hair. So yeah. That's good. Everybody always has something to say about him.
He's like a very criticized player. And it's
I know.
Crazy. And I think he came out this week and talked about how, like, they say he parties too much. I don't even know where that statement
On Twitter.
Yeah, where that statement came from. But if you knew anything about John Wall this offseason, he works his butt off. He works his butt off to be the best that he can be. So his work ethic is something that I've never seen questioned. So to see it questioned now that in this point in his career is something extremely, extremely ignorant. But he said, you know, I do my thing. I work hard on the court, and I'm not going to sit in the house and not do anything while I'm not. So
he's young. He's got to enjoy himself.
Yeah, he's a young guy. And I think one last thing. We talked about Jody Meeks last podcast and him in the Go-Go. And I was like, could Jody Meeks actually be on the Go-Go? And I did some research, and you have to be, I think if you're over 4 years in the league, you can't touch the G League. So that's to go to answer that question. No, he wouldn't be able to go to the Go-Go. But to just be a mentor to those young guys who are on that team, I think that would be Jody's role, because I really don't know, especially with how deep this team is getting with Austin Rivers, Jeff Green, these younger guys. I don't know how involved Jody can be with this offense. So
Jody, we'll if you're see. Listening, you got to give us an update. Tell us what's up. If you're if you're going to mentor Locked On Go-Go, Locked On Go-Go.
Locked On Go-Go.
Yeah, I hope that Jody can somehow utilize his role to the full potential. Locked On Go-Go. I think I said that last podcast. I said, if you guys want to hear Locked On Go-Go, but nobody responded. So I think that's a no-go for Go-Go. Yeah. No Go-Go.
No Go-Go.
No Go-Go. No Go-Go for us. We are fully locked on Wizards this season. Maybe if the Go-Go gets popular, people are going to start saying, hey, Quentin, like, I'm going to need you to do podcasts on, like, Go-Go. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and then you're
going to
be like, no, I'm too busy. You're going to be like, no thanks.
I'm never too busy for basketball. Always find some time.
So I have no idea about the team that we're playing next Friday.
Yeah.
So what's the team name, Quentin?
Oh my, you're going to put me on the spot. I have no clue either. So let's use our handy dandy Googles and see what we can find out about this team that we're, what is serious? No, babe, I didn't want to talk to you. Siri just tried to answer the question for me.
You know what I hate when I, like, I'll be having a conversation and Siri will be like, sorry, I didn't get that. And I'll be like, did I ask you? Was anybody talking to you?
I didn't want you to get it. Like, come on, girl. She's just all over the place. We're playing the Guangzhou Long Lions. Okay, I can't pronounce this.
If any of our listeners know how to pronounce it, please send me a DM with a video of you saying the team name.
Yeah,
I would love to pronounce it correctly.
We definitely need that, because I took Japanese, not Chinese, so the pronunciation of some of these Chinese words it's kind of rough.
A little variated there. And I was talking to also my friend Daryl last night, and he was noticing that a lot of the NBA teams this preseason are playing international teams, and he thought it would be pretty cool if we started incorporating international teams into the regular season.
Hmm.
But it would be a little tough. But that was something that kind of made me think that would be kind of interesting. But yeah. I know with 82 games, it's kind of hard to travel.
Yeah, and I don't know how to, like, what would it count for a game towards their regular season record, or would it just be an exhibition? Because, you know, you don't want to not make the playoffs because somebody beat the Guangzhou Lions. I keep saying Lions, the Guangzhou Lions, and you didn't make the playoffs because of that. So if they did do something like that, it'd probably be an exhibition. And even then, you know, teams don't want their players playing any more games than they already have to be fresh for the postseason play. So it'd be a stretch.
So now that we've established we know nothing about this team.
Yes.
What are your predictions for this game Friday?
They're going to win pretty easily. I also think that, you know, Wizards...
Well, we're going to go on the road. I mean, it's not the next game, but it's the next home game.
Yeah. So I don't even know if the starters will see action, because that's the last preseason game before the season opener, which will be, a few days after that. So probably just a lot of young guys, maybe a lot of fringe guys to see who's going to get their final few slots, who's not. I don't expect them to be fully committed to that game. But also, it's kind of weird to be traveling. Well, I said traveling. No, that's going to be at home. Never mind. Okay. Well, I'm wrong. But yeah, I don't think the Stars will see much play on that. They just want to get prepared for the opening night.
I'm with you there.
Yep.
Twitter, we want to hear your thoughts. Send us your thoughts. You know, we're always ready to have debates, discussions, address any issues you may have, any compliments, not towards us, but the team. I mean, yeah. If you want to give us compliments, that's cool too. I mean, we're always, you know what I mean?
Definitely.
Yeah, and we will be looking forward to the game Friday. Are you going to the game Friday?
I will not be at that game Friday.
I will probably be at that game Friday. So.
Well, I could have been at this game with Becca. Hey, guys, I need you to add Becca on Twitter right now. Becca went to the game without me. She didn't even tell me she was going. And then she was like, yeah, you know, when you want to do the podcast? And I'm like, you know, probably tonight after the game. She's like, oh, no, I'm going to be there. So I'm going to be tired when I get. I was like, oh, you wasn't going to tell me you were there? So I cried myself to sleep after the game finished.
Well, I cried myself to sleep because Mahimi didn't make a three-point shot, so I guess.
And Wall didn't get a technical. I wanted Wall to Wall get a tech. Wall, he has to catch
Wall,
up.
Wall, what's wrong with you? We need those techs. I mean, like, what is going on here?
So yeah, get it together. Where's your attitude at? We need the attitude. Pick up a tech and then attitude. All will be good in the world.
Yes. If I don't get a tech from Wall soon, I'm going to start to feel a little uncomfortable.
Yeah, I don't think we feel comfortable going to the regular season without a John Wall technical in the preseason. So,
no preseason tech. We're just gonna be sad.
Yeah.
So, get it together, John. Like I said, if you have any comments, please send them our way. We'd love to hear from you. Thank you for listening to Locked On Wizards, part of the Locked On Network, and we will see you soon.
See ya.